We're back and better than ever with a new web interface for the start of the basketball season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV50 to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, baseball postseason, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
At the 50, at the 10.
Hello again, y'all. Welcome back to another edition of Bullseye, the UB Bulls football podcast. I'm your host, Kyrie Demos, and we've got two of the best UB Bulls to ever come through the program on the show today. The Patterson twins, you know, twinning is winning today, so it was great to be able to, check in with you guys. You know, first off, James and Jared, how you guys doing today?
Doing real good.
Doing good, man. Thanks for having us.
Of course, you know it. You know, I've been trying to get this thing to go, get this thing together with you guys for some time now. So I really appreciate you guys making it work and everything. So, you know, I gotta ask first off. You know, I'll ask you first, James. You know, for you guys to be separate for the first time, you know, doing your own things, living respectively, you know, playing on your own respective teams right now. You know, how's that been managing that this season?
It's been good. You know, we both just been encouraging each other, you know, through just FaceTime each and every day. You know, when we do something or we like go through a practice or like a game or each game week, we'll call each other on a certain day and just talk to each other how everything went, any advice that the other has for each other, and just trying to keep everybody, well, keep both of us up in spirits and just keep going, you know, because we got each other's back.
Absolutely. And for you, Jared, you know, obviously getting able to go back home, playing in Washington, you know, what's that been like for you? You know, especially, you know, spending some time on your own now, in the NFL.
Yeah, it's been good. Like he said, when we get time, or you know, I kind of know his schedule. He kind of knows mine. Mm-hmm. We just kind of call each other, check up on each other, you know, on just how you doing, you know, and just things like that. Just to keep each other, you know, up in spirit, you know. And just be there for each other, you know, because like you said, we're only a phone call away. And, you know, also just being home, it's helped me a lot because I got a lot of family members around me, my parents, that I can kind of lean on and, you know, talk to them when things, you know, are kind of going bad. So it's been going good. You know, I can't complain. And I'm just, you know, blessed to be in this position.
No doubt. And, you know, you talked about, you know, being able to play at home. You know, what's it been like to be able to have that experience, you know, being able to play in front of your hometown crowd? I'm sure friends and fam come out for every home game.
Yeah, it's unreal. You know, I can't. It's a feeling that I can't really describe. You know, it just makes me even more motivated. You know, to put on for what the home, you know, town I'm from, and just, you know, give, you know, the youngest motivation. You know, guys that are trying to pursue, you know, the National Football League, that it can be done, you know, from where we're from. And that's where that's the biggest thing right there, just trying to be inspiration, motivation to, you know, kids having, you know, that aspiring dream to play, you know, at the highest level, which is the National Football League.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's an amazing, you know, opportunity to be able to use your platform to be able to shed light on those guys and those youngins on their way up. So, you know, just changing gears a little bit. You know, obviously, you guys, you know, in the midst of both your respective seasons right now, I'll start with you first, James. You know, you guys are obviously both coming off of, you know, some tough games. You know, for you guys as leaders and, you know, guys that really pride themselves as people that do things right on and off the field, you know, what is it like to be able to, you know, how do you try to get your guys to, you know, keep their objective and mindset on the right and the straight and narrow? You know, obviously having some tough results, but, you know, to be able to continue to push past that and be able to continue working.
You know, just when things happen like that, you know, you got to try to come together even closer than you have been before. Mm-hmm. You know, just in practice, you got to emphasize that we have to go harder. You know, you can't keep doing the same things that we have been doing before. You know, this whole week, you know, the whole coaching staff has been preaching, like, get up off the mat, you know, dust yourself off. Don't be no complainer or give excuses and stuff like that, and just fight back, you know. And it starts with the head man, Coach Mo. You know, this week he's been on 100%, you know, 0 from 100. And, you know, he's just been trying to get the best out of us and to have the most intense practice and well-executed practice that we can, because whatever we do in this week's of practice and preparation, it will happen in a game. So, you know, things like that, you know, a little tough love as well. You know, them guys are going to tell us the truth of how we played and how we can be better. And, you know, I think it's needed for everybody.
Yeah, for sure. You know, got to get a little bit of that truth serum, you know, when you got results that, you know, that may not be the ones that you guys were striving for. Now for you, Jarrett, you know, same thing, you know, obviously playing up in the league now and, you know, things, you know, guys have had your ups and downs with Washington, but, you know, how have you been able to continue pushing through and, you know, trying to make sure that you guys in the locker room are you know, sticking on it and sticking to it?
Yeah. The biggest thing, just not listening to all the outside noise, you know, just really, you know, only thing that matters is the team, you know, and what we do. Nothing else really matters. Just, you know, everybody has the same, you know, common goal, which is to win. And, you know, really, you know, just really, just like you said, just sticking, like you, James kind of said, it's the same thing. I feel like at every level, just sticking together, you know, practicing, you know, practicing with purpose, getting better each and every day, being accountable and just things like that. And not listening to the, you know, the things that don't matter, the outside noise, the media, and everything else will take care of itself.
For sure. Yeah, there's always a lot of chatter outside when people aren't inside the building. So, you know, I definitely respect both of you guys' mindset on that. So, you know, changing things up again, you know, just talking about your guys' upbringing, you know, just thoughts on, you know, how you guys were able to come up together, you know, obviously being twin brothers, but to be able to do it together on the field and off the field and, you know, being able to play ball in an area like the DMV. I'll start with you first, Jarrett.
Yeah, you know, it's truly amazing. You know, just you know, I've got, you know, just to really reflect on it, you know, where we started and, you know, where you know, it is now. And, you know, it just, you know, we started playing football 7 years old, you know, kind of really start, you know, getting into the sport, you know, me and James. And then, you know, years went on, we just kept getting, you know, more and more, you know, intrigued, more and more, you know, desire, you know, to play and, you know, just keep falling in love with the grind, the process, you know, just what football, you know, what it takes to be, you know, a top player. Mm-hmm. And just to see our journey, you know what I'm saying? It's just beautiful. You know, there's kids in our area, you know, there's a lot of DMV talent. And it's kind of everybody knows everybody in our area. You know, we have a lot of top players. And, you know, me and James just try to be, like I said, just try to be an inspiration and motivation and just leaders in out the DMV just to, you know, see it can be done. You know what I'm saying? It can be done in the DMV area that you can go to a D1 program. You can play at the highest level. You know what I'm saying? That's just the biggest thing, you know, so.
And for you, James?
You know, just growing up in the DMV area, it's just so much competition. You know, it don't matter what sport you play. You know, it's always going to be that love of the game from everybody, you know. And that's one thing that we have learned from our parents and our family. You know, you have to do what you love. You know, it's bigger than football, because if you do something that you don't love, it's not really going to make you happy or make you want to get up every day, each and every day, and do what you're supposed to do. But, like, once you dedicate yourself and find that love for something that you do. And ours is football. You know, it's that much easier, you know, because it makes you go that much harder, you know. And just growing up in DV in our house, you know, it's very competitive. From us being some brothers to our older sisters, you know, and all our cousins, you know, that we treat them like brothers and sisters as well. And it's just being that competitor makes you go even harder because, you know, you can go against your older cousin who's like 10 years older than you and weigh you about 100 pounds when you're like 7 years old. Mm-hmm. It makes you go harder. So things like that.
Now, did you guys come from an athletic family? Were they all athletes before you guys?
Yeah, we came from you know, a sports family. You know, my mom ran track high school. My dad played football high school. Mm-hmm. You know, several of our family members played sports. So I can definitely say we came from like a very athletic.
You play basketball.
Yeah.
Cousins play basketball. My aunt went to the University of Maryland for basketball. Things like that.
Awesome. Yeah. And I think that's so important with when it comes to, you know, understanding like, hey, you know, these guys got a lot on their plate, but they know because they've been through that grind too. You know, they know that you guys got to do a lot of things, you know, to make sure that you're taking care of business on the field and in the classroom and, you know, whatever you're doing outside as well. So, you know, that's definitely important. You know, just talking a little bit about the DMV again, you know, obviously James, when we talked about it before, your guys' tenure at Pilates. So, you know, what was that experience like for you guys in high school? And I mean, it's really amazing to think like some of the numbers you guys put up. I don't understand how you guys were so slept on, you know, coming from an area like that, you know, with the competition that you guys played against, you know, just to me, it really seemed like you guys were really some hidden gems. And obviously you, from the careers that you guys have put together, you know, it's coming into fruition. So, you know, James, you know, for you, you know, I'll ask you first, you know, how was that experience?
I'll say that everything happened for a reason, you know, God doesn't do anything without knowing, you know. And so, you know, just our thought process in going to high school is just to go to a program and just change it all around, you know. And from that day that we did, like, our first step on Pilates, man, we just try to change it around and change the culture, try to make it be known and not really worry about all the stats and what we can do, all the offers and stuff like that, because it was bigger than that, you know. And once you worry about things bigger than yourself or your personal goals, that's when your personal goals will be achieved. And, you know, just having a core group that we had, you know, me, Jared, Chase Young started off at Pilates, Cameron Sullivan Brown, and more, you know, that had that core group to really change the culture to let people know that Pilates is just not another school where you can't go to school and get blown up by 50 every week. You know, it's a school that we can compete for championships and try to get education for free for the next level.
And for you, Jared?
Yeah, like you said, we had the mindset, you know, a few of us didn't want to go to the, I guess, the top schools in the DMV. We wanted to go to, you know, a school where we can kind of, you know, leave our mark there. And we did that, you know, we did that for our 4 years there. And, you know, at the time, you know, Pilates wasn't really known. Our school wasn't really known, but now, you know, years went on, man. We were really one of the top schools in the DMV area, you know, and you know, colleges was coming through, you know, I'm talking about, you know, Alabama, Oregon, you know, you name it, came through them hallways, you know, for a lot of guys in our class. And like I said, man, we just took pride in it. And, you know, we will always remember in that high school because we left our legacy and left a mark on that school.
No doubt. Now, you talk about leaving a mark, leaving a legacy. Is there a game, a moment, play that sticks out for either of you guys? You know, you guys obviously did so much for Pilates, but is there a specific moment or memory that sticks out for either of you?
Probably for me, our senior night. That was a very, very great moment for me, you know, and us, you know, Riverdale Baptist. They were also a good team in the area. DMV, they had a lot of prospects that year. I remember James Franklin. He came to that game. He flew in a helicopter in that game. It was just a lot of athletes, a lot of top prospects on both sides. And you know, we were down, and like we were down like 21-0, and then we came back and ended up beating them. Like it was a high scoring game, like 55-48 or something like that. And for me, that was one of my best games. I'm talking about I had like four touchdowns. a pick six, like a sack. Like, I was just going crazy. And that was one of, you know, one of those games that was a blur.
Was that the game you had, what, 558 all purpose?
Yeah, yeah. I was just going crazy.
That's unbelievable, man. It's crazy to even think about. But, you know, obviously, you know, you grinded and put the work in for it. So, you know, salute to that. And for you, James, is there a specific game or moment that sticks out for you?
Man, not really. It's more of the, for me, it's always been, you know, I got games, but it's just always been that brotherhood we had, you know. Man, if we go back right now, we'll live it again because that's how close we were as a unit, you know. And, you know, all the games that we prepared for made us really, like, they prepared us for, like, college and the next level, you know, the NFL, you know, things like that. And I cherish them to this day, you know. You feel me? I'd rather take those over any game.
So, and I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, I was going to ask you guys that. You know, how do you think coming from an area like the DMV, playing in an area specifically like the DMV, helped prepare you for the next level?
Oh, it made us competitive. You know, when you come from the DMV or you come from Maryland, you always got that chip on your shoulder because you always you're underlooked because you got states like Florida, Cali, Texas, you name it, Georgia, Alabama, like states like that, that will be like, oh, they're five stars, they're 6 foot something, they're this, they're that, but they don't really got heart or they don't really got that will to really, really like go dominate somebody on the field and like really try to take their soul. But like once it comes to like somebody in the DMV who really loves the game of football and is a competitor, man, you're gonna love that guy because he's like, dang, I need to get more down to Maryland. It's still slept on to this day. Like, it's a lot of guys that did come out the area, you know, Tavon Austin, Stephon Diggs, you know, my brother, it's more Chase Young. It's a lot of people that a lot of people don't know about and that really have like put their mark in the NFL and college football right now, as we're speaking.
You, Jared?
Yeah, just like you said, I think the main thing is just having that competitive edge. You know, you got to be able to compete. You know, they really taught us how to do that. And that's one thing, you know, I take from, you know, playing in the area like the DMV. It's very, you get that very competitive area. And you know what I'm saying? And then people always say, you know, Florida, Cali, you know, all Texas is a football state. But I feel like the DMV should be definitely up there as well.
Totally agree with you guys. You know, so fast forwarding then to the recruiting process, you know, you guys obviously decided to go to UB together. And, you know, the last time I spoke with James, he really was adamant about how, you know, no matter where he was going, he wanted to make sure you were going too. Jared. So, you know, for you, you know, what did that mean for you, you know, to have your brother be so adamant about that? And especially for it to, you know, play out the way that it did, you know, for you guys to, you know, make the decision to go to UB together, and then you guys both become, you know, long-term starters and guys that really have entrenched themselves in UB's history.
Yeah, I meant a lot. You know, he gave up quite a few offers. He could have, you know, other schools. He could have went to go to attend UB with me, but that was always the plan, the goal. You know, we wanted to always attend, you know, university together. It was just which one that, you know, offered both of us we were going to. And University of Buffalo did that. And, you know, we kind of was like, man, I can see we visited a few times. And, you know, we had a former coach Justin Winters. He was he played at Buffalo back in the day, you know, 08 when they won the MAC championship. And, you know, we kind of knew a lot about, you know, the Buffalo history and, you know, transition about the football and just about and stuff about the school. So it was a good fit, you know what I'm saying? And it was, like I said, it was one of the best decisions we could have made.
Now, you know, speaking a little bit of, you know, once you guys got to UB, I'll start off with you first, James. You know, for you guys to be able to come in right away, I mean, as freshmen, and to contribute the way you guys did. Now, I know there was a little bit of a gap between you guys graduating and then that fall season, but then you guys were able to come right in that following January, right after the season. So, you know, what do you think it was that allowed you guys to be able to come in and have so much success right away?
Just that fall season, you mentioned we gray shirted, you know, the whole gray shirt and very certain season or year that we had or semester we had, man, we just grinded, you know, put our heads down, nose down and grind it, you know. And it was times that we were really, really down on ourselves and felt like we were failures, because every time we see somebody at our school or around the area, like, I thought you guys were supposed to be in college. This is that. Oh, you guys don't have a job. This is that. And making us feel like we failed or did something wrong, you know. And I think that pushed us even more, because, you know, it made us work harder every time we got in the gym, you know. And one of our high school strength coach Page, you know, he worked us out consistently and daily, you know. And we tried to pay him, but he did it for free, you know. And that's the special thing about our relationship, you know. He didn't want to charge us because he treated us like family. And you know, man, that's our guy to this day. And man, when we got to campus that spring 2018, man, it was just like being a little kid again, try to play football again. And it was amazing, you know. And just to see, like, me being on the defense and just actually see my brother, like, do what he did, man, it was crazy. Because a lot of people was like, who's that? What's his number? Who's 2-6? This is that. He's spinning, cutting back, making it look like it was like Pee Wee again. Like, I'm like, oh my goodness. For me, but it was good. It was good. It was a good thing that we did that.
Yeah, and, you know, same for you, Jerry. I saw you shake your head like, man, seemed like there might have been some dark days going through that process.
Nah, it definitely was, man. The gray shirt Nets one, that's an experience I will never forget. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, at the time, like, James didn't tell you. So I was the reason why we had the gray shirt, because I didn't because of the number of running backs that I were already committed. Mm-hmm. You know, at the time, Coach Lapo was saying, you know, he was very honest. You know, he told us there's a chance that Jared, you have the gray shirt, and James could come up in the summer, you know, and James decided the gray shirt with me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And for those 6 months or how many months it was, man, we was just working, like grinding, you know what I'm saying? Like grinding, going hard at it, you know what I'm saying, with Coach Page. You know what I'm saying? And I still train with Coach Page to this day, you know, during off season and when I get, you know, off days, and I, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's something I would never forget, you know what I'm saying? Cause there were times where, you know, like I said, like I was embarrassed, you know what I'm saying? People were saying, I thought you're supposed to be in college, and you know what I'm saying? Just stuff like that. But we didn't, but me and James didn't let, you know, one another get discouraged, you know what I'm saying? So, like I never forget, you know, that experience for sure.
Yeah, I won't forget that experience either. You know, we were coaches, and, you know, we had a season where it's 2-10. You know, we took a little retirement from coaching, you know, so I don't see coaching in the future. No time soon.
That's a bad sign at that point.
Yeah, that's a bad sign. So we got to take a little retirement from that.
For sure. So, you know, I mentioned obviously the 2018 season, you know, a lot of success for you, James. You were able to really break out, you know, and especially as a guy that was playing alongside Khalil Hodge. And then for you, Jarrett, you know, for you, I, you know, having been someone that's seen this program since I was a kid, to be there briefly playing, cover it now, like I look back at that 2018 offense as arguably the best in school history. So, what was it like to be able to have so many weapons around you? Obviously, Tyree under center and some guys out wide with AJ and KJ.
Yeah, it was good. You know, that, like you said, that's definitely a good argument. You know, that's one of the best offenses probably in UB history. You know, we had so many playmakers like KJ, AJ, you know, Tyree, you know, and, you know, so many. And even like other people like Charlie Jones, Tone, like, we had playmaker, you know what I'm saying? And that was like you said, like it was like that year was, you know, fun, you know what I'm saying? Cause you just see, you know what I'm saying? You on the outside looking in, you see, you know, where the program was and then, you know, where we was taking it to. Like it was just fun. It was a fun experience, fun times. And it's something I never forget, you know what I'm saying? And it was just a fun time to be around that program.
Now fast forward to 2019, you know, you guys are able to cap off, you know, you guys make it to the Dollar General Bowl,
the year before, but you know, you finished things off with the that was the Bahamas Bowl, correct? 2019.
Sure. So yeah,
to be able to have that season. I'll start with you first, James. You know, to be able to have that season, you know, obviously there were some ups and downs, but you guys pulled it off smoothly to finish things with, I think it was a 3-game winning streak to close the year, and you know, obviously winning the first bowl game in program history.
No, sir. And, you know, that season, you know, it was one that we really had to find out, like, our true identity, because we had all these seniors like Jimmy, Kyrie, Khalil Hodge, Justin Brown, Checkers, Cam Lewis, and, like, they didn't think we were going to be as good because we had so many young guys filling leadership roles at such a young age, like me and my brother included. But at the same time, you know, we still didn't try to, like, listen to the noise and stuff like that. And, you know, man, it was a good experience for everybody on that team because it showed us how we should still stay tight and came together to do what we had to do to accomplish our main goal, you know. And, you know, we still did want to go to the MAC championship, but we still got that bowl game that we wanted to win too as well.
You, Jared?
Yeah, that was like I said, that was another, I guess, milestone, you know, first bowl game in school history. You know what I'm saying? We will always be known as the team that won the first bowl game in school history. So that's definitely something big. That's not something you should take lightly. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I think that was another good season just for the program to, you know, start going to bowl games and having winning seasons and just, you know, keep building, you know, to where the program was and to where we were taking it.
And before I get on to the 2020 season, obviously there was a lot that changed during the lead up to the 2020 season. Obviously the pandemic, having spring ball cut short, the season being, you know, what, 7 games. It was just a different feel all the way around. You know, one thing specifically that I wanted to ask you guys about was, you know, the being involved in the, you know, the diversity and inclusivity groups, you know, that were trying to really just bring about, you know, some of the changes that, you know, we were seeing around the nation. Obviously, unfortunately, the George Floyd situation really sparked a lot of that. But, you know, for you guys to be involved in that, especially as young men of color, young Black men in the program, you know, I'll start with you first, Jared. You know, what was that like to be a part of that on top of everything else, all the other moving parts that the 2020 calendar?
Yeah, that was big, you know, because we wanted to, you know, bring, you know, I guess bring it aware and, you know, bring just inform people, educate people, you know, what was going on throughout, you know, the country, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, just educate the whole campus about, you know, Black lives really matter. You know what I'm saying? This is really a thing. This is not something, you know, we can keep, you know, oh, it's going to be okay. You know, it happens. Nah, it's not okay. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that was another big milestone. You know what I'm saying? Something even way bigger than football. You know, it wasn't even about football. It's just about, you know what I'm saying, just helping people and bringing it to light, you know, to educate people and, you know, my peers and administrators and things like that, just to have a voice. I was very honored to be in that group. You know, other guys like Dominic Johnson was on that group, James, Antonio Nunn. It was like I said, man, I was very honored to be in that group.
Ooh, and for you, James?
You know, as I said, you know, try to educate everybody who didn't know what was going on and just trying to inform them that it's not okay, you know, and, to give them our perspective and our point of view, how we're like people of color are treated, you know, by the system and by police. You know, sometimes it may not go the right way, but we just try to let them know that all police is not bad or are bad, you know, things like that, you know. And it was more of a thing where that coaches or players or teammates that didn't know how to really ask or what was going on to ask people who knew what was going on. And I think that was a good thing for our team to come closer, you know, to really understand what people such as ourselves as Black men are going through on the daily, you know, things like that. And now being a part of that group, you know, it just it makes you feel like a true leader, you know, because you're doing something bigger than yourself, you know, just not for your team, but for people as yourself, you know, across the nation or people that's coming behind you as well.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And, you know, it was obviously an unbelievable time. And there were some protests that I got to attend as well. So, you know, as Black men, you know, obviously the daily struggle that we go through is one thing. But, you know, like you guys mentioned, to be able to educate people on just what is going on out here, just so people are aware and have some food for thought, I think it's so important. So, you know, hats off to you guys for that. You know, so now getting back to the football side of things with 2020, you know, Jared, I'll ask you this, you know, for you, obviously everybody, you know, saw the great numbers and things like that you put up last season. But for you also to be able to see James get his just due, getting an All-MAC selection and being able to be one of the real faces of the defense last year, you know, what was that like, you know, to be able to experience that with all the, you know, national attention that you were getting?
It was good. It was real good to experience that. You know, like I said, all the hard work was paying off, you know, and that even though it was a short season, you know, it was still a good season. You know what I'm saying? A season that I never forget, you know, just because, of what James was doing on defense and, of course, you know, what I was doing. But it was good, you know what I'm saying, because he puts in, you know, countless hours, you know, behind the scenes and you know what I'm saying? And he doesn't really get the recognition for it. And he still doesn't. But, you know what I'm saying? Just to see it pay off and continue to pay off. It was a good sight to see.
And for you, James, you know, obviously, you know, we talked about it before. You to be able to see what Jarrett did last season. And, you know, it's crazy. I always was. You know, I was telling a lot of people coming in, like, man, like, you guys aren't even understanding, like, some of the numbers this guy's put up, like, you know, watch out. And, you know, for him to blow up the way he did, you know, obviously is one thing. But for you personally to be able to experience that and, you know, you guys coming back to you guys' apartment after and being able to talk about the games and everything like that, you know, just what was that like for you as a twin brother?
You know, I wasn't surprised. I've been seeing him my whole life, you know, since Boys Club. And, you know, and I knew, especially the Kent State game and the Bowling Green game, mm-hmm. when he has that certain look in his eyes or his face, you know, it's go time. You know, it's no stopping him. You know, he wants to be fed, and he's going to keep getting fed. And he's going to do anything, like, to get in the end zone. Like, nobody's going to stop him. It don't matter if you're 7 foot or 9 feet in front of him. He's still going to run through you, run over you, mm-hmm. run by you, juke you. You name it, he'll do it. And a lot of people on the sideline were like, oh, my God, you see me? He's a dog. This is that. And now, why are you not excited? I'm like, bro, I've been seeing that my whole life. Like, I don't need to be excited because I know he's going to do it right back again the next draft. You feel me? That's the type of player he is. And, you know, just to have somebody like that in your corner that knows you as a player mm-hmm. and as a person is very important, you know, because he can really motivate you when you're down in a slump or vice versa.
And, you know, it's, I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's like, it's one thing to be surprised and caught off guard. Like, man, I wasn't expecting that. But like you said, you were expecting that, you know, you were expecting greatness from him. And, you know, to be able to put up the numbers you did, Jared, obviously were tremendous. And, you know, obviously, you know, everybody talks about the 400-yard game, the 8-touchdown game and everything, you know. But under talked about thing is the fact that you had 300 the week before against BG. And, you know, for you to be able to be in a zone like that, be playing behind such a powerful offensive line the way you were, you know, just what was that experience like? And obviously just the national recognition that you got following that as well.
Yeah, it was good. You know what I'm saying? My offensive line and my years at Buffalo was tremendous. You know what I'm saying? We had tremendous offensive line coaches. And tremendous offensive lines, you know, top 10 offensive lines in the country. You know what I'm saying? That was, you know, on watch lists and things like that, which helped me do what I had to do. But it was good just to bring not the national attention to myself, but to the university, to the program. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's how I looked at it, you know, getting exposure for everyone. So, like I said, it was a big deal for me, because, like I said, that exposure is good for the program, because at the end of the day, it helps everyone out.
Absolutely. Yeah. I thought that was the coolest thing about it, you know, and you guys have always been so humble, but for even to be in a moment like that where you etch yourself in history and to, you know, really shine light on others, I think that's amazing. So that, you know, that's something that'll carry you through wherever you, wherever this thing takes you. So before I let you guys go, just want to ask a couple quick hitter questions. If there's a favorite, what is your guys' favorite UB memory or moment that you guys have had? I'll start with you first, James.
She's, man. Favorite UB moment. You know, I'm going to go with, Jared's first start, you know, or first big game, you know, the Rutgers game, you know, it was time, you know, for him to actually like come to his own. You know, a lot of people were like, oh yeah, stay patient, you're gonna do this, you're gonna do that. But once they knew what type of player they had on their hands, man, it was over. You know, and a lot of people on the team knew what it was, but like they didn't know it was gonna be like that consistently, you know, and, oh my God. I didn't know what type of player he was. This is that. And, you know, I think that was my favorite moment, you know, when he really got the go ahead and went crazy versus Rucker.
You, Jared?
I have a lot of ones. I mean, I like my favorite one probably is even before we came to UB. Me and James, we was at the game when they had that 7 overtime game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that was, you know, just seeing that, and I wasn't even there. I was like, man, like I'm about to play here. You know what I'm saying? And they playing, yeah. Are you having crazy games? That definitely was a crazy atmosphere, and it was just a crazy thing to see. So I think that was one of my favorites for real.
That's crazy. I know, wild game there. I was just talking about that game the other day. You know, we only got a little bit of time left, but before I let you guys go, I'll ask you first, Jared. You know, what do you think it is that makes James such a great player on the field?
You know, I feel like, you know, instincts, you know, being a smart football player, you know, being athletic, being able to, you know, avoid blocks and, you know, chase people down and just being a tackling machine. You know, that's what linebackers have to be able to do, you know, run sideline to sideline, be smart, have instincts, and, you know, he has all that.
Absolutely. And for you, James, you know, what is it that makes Jared such a dynamic player on the field?
Man, it's a lot of things, you know. Man, he has a balance, speed, quickness, fast feet. You know, a lot of people don't know how fast his feet really are, you know, and how shifty he can be. You know, a lot of people think he's just slow, don't have breakaway speed, but once you get on the field with him, it's a little different. You know, you'd be like, oh, he's kind of faster than what everybody thought. And, like, an underkey thing is they think he's very small, but he's very, very, very stocky, you know. And he can run through you at times when a lot of people don't know. And one thing I've learned through the years that he finishes runs. Instead of just running out of bounds and stuff like that, before he runs out of bounds, he'll dip a shoulder to, like, make the defender feel it. And, you know, he's smart. He's willing to do the dirty things, the little things like block, pass block, run block, you name it, he'll do it, you know. And he's a great special teams player as well, you know. There's a lot of things that he does well.
You guys, obviously you guys have seen it for each other for a long time. So, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, we see you joining Jared on Sundays, you know, next fall, James. So wish you guys the best of luck with everything. You know, it's been a pleasure, and, you know, I always enjoy being able to chat with you guys. So, you know, I wish you guys best of luck with everything. Just wish you well, as always. So, for James Patterson, for Jared Patterson, this is Kyrie Demo signing off from Bullseye. This episode was presented to you by Bet Online, your favorite online sports book. Take care and horns up, y'all.
Appreciate it.
Great beats.io.